Hold the line, please, sir. Russell on 90.
Dick?
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to you off the record a minute about this Panama situation. What do you think about it?
Well, Mr. President, I predicted in this far back as 1956 that something like this is going to happen. I'm not at all surprised. I don't know all the facts of it. Harry McQuesson talked to Bill Darden on the phone and told him something about it. I just don't know. I know that nobody's going to agree with this except me. But I think this is a pretty good time to take a strong stand. The people of this country, I think, are ready for it. I may be fooled. If I had said anything, if I were the president, I'm just telling you, I'd say this is most regrettable incident, and it'll be thoroughly investigated. However, the Panama Canal Zone is the property of the United States. The canal was built with American ingenuity and blood, sweat, sacrifices. A vital necessity for the economy and the defense of every nation of this hemisphere, and that under no circumstances would you permit it to be threatened with interruption by any subversive group that may be undertaking to establish itself in this, this hemisphere. I'd give a little lick of Castro in there. I don't know what State Department, I suppose they suggest you make an apology. Tell them
no, I but it looks like it doesn't look good from our standpoint.
Well, it started with a bunch of schoolboys, and from what I hear about it, and those people down there, they've had a chip on their shoulder for a long time.
Yeah, they have, and we've known that.
And we have helped it, and we're on four different occasions, and if I made a statement, I'd point that out. We had voluntarily increased the payments to them, and that they have that high standard of living there, proportionally, not just compared with our country, but with the other Latin American countries, because I think there's some 40,000 or 50,000 of them work on that canal or in conjunction with the operation. And one thing I certainly would do if it were me. That man, if the fella got up in the United Nations, went to attacking us on account of anything that happened about the canal, I'd have to have Atlas Stevens ask if he's willing to go back to status quo. Because the people that we did the injury with connection with the canal, not the Panamanians, we brought them out of the jungles where they were hiding, thinking that old Cortez was still trying to get them. Slaves, several hundred years after Cortez's death, people we did an injustice with from Colombia. We took that isthmus away from them and set up that puppet government there in Panama. So anything that's happened out of the canal is more of an injury to Colombia than it is to Panama. If I wanted to be Machiavellian about it, I'd get the Colombian delegate to get up and raise the devil about that. This is all a great interest to Panama, to Colombia. They even have Panama there. That's part of Colombia. I don't know how the State Department's going to handle it. Of course, it does look like that, but it all happened on American soil. That's one thing. Primarily, that you can, and it grew out of this agreement about this flag down there that started with Eisenhower, and I think Kennedy fortified it, and he went down there. That was a mistake to start with. But it was done on the interest of the State Department to bring the bill up here and increase the payments there every 2 years. What does the State Department think you ought to do about it?
We've had a meeting of the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State, Cy Vance, Bundy, and the group that you normally meet with. Tom Mann says that I talked to him a couple times during the night, and he's a very solid fella and pretty strong for America. He says that our students went out and put up our flag in violation of our understanding. They started to put up their flag, and we refused it, and we made our people take down our flag, and their riders increased. Communists that we know there, that we've been having some contact with, they had a lot of Molotov cocktails, and they had planned this thing, apparently just using the flag as an excuse.
That's exactly what I said.
They would have kicked it off some other way, some other time, but this was ideal. And then our damn fool police started shooting into them, and they say
that... Yeah, they killed 13, 14 Americans.
They had, when they started doing that, then snipers started picking off American troops a little later. But we fired into our Civil Guard, which are our employees, and Panama Canal Zone employees. They started firing into the crowd and shot up 4,500 rounds of ammunition. And,
It is hit on American soil. Is any one thing that is essential to the economic life as well as the defense of every nation on the hemisphere? It is the Panama Canal, and we can't risk having it sabotaged or taken over by any communist group. And there's no question in my mind of what Castro's, that's his chief aim there.
That's what he tells us.
And I would certainly say that. In the statement I made, even if I had to be rather apologetic to the Panamanians in accordance with the State Department idea, I'd say that this undoubtedly was inspired. It was right after Castro came into power, you know, he sent a group down there and like took the dang country over. They landed on the coast there.
I thought I might do this. I thought I might call if I could talk to him. He claims he's broken off diplomatic relationship. I might call their president and say I regretted the situation of violence that developed and that I thought we should do everything we could to restore quiet. And I appreciated his call to the Panamanian people last night to remain calm. And I hope he'll do everything possible to quiet the situation, and I'll do the same. And I'm going to send my trusted representatives, Tom Mann and other Panama Canal Board people, in there today to assist in finding a solution to the situation there. Both of us are aware of the possibility that elements unfriendly that both of our countries are trying to exploit this situation, and I want to keep close personal touch with it. Then I thought I'd send Tom Mann and Ed Martin, the assistant secretaries, and Cy Vance on the Panama Canal Board, and probably this boy Dungan, who's handles it here at the White House, who's a pretty level-headed fella.
I
don't know, might ask Harry McPherson. He's been down there and been awful concerned about it. Might ask him to go with him.
Well, you couldn't get a better boy. He'd come back and give you a clear report as an observer. He wouldn't be stampeded. Anyway,
looks like to me, though.
I'd certainly take a chunk out of the communists, because you're going to have trouble there all through your entire tenure as president. In that area down there, Castro's going to pick up the tempo of his activities down there in his desperation. And that's going to be a trouble spot. I've been of that opinion for several years now, and they speak when they extended the increase their payments the last time, which I said that we were in danger of that because we were encouraging the feeling on the part of the Panamanians that we'd done them some injustice. We really did them a hell of a favor. They had a whole lot better off than the Colombians. They got a better income, everything else. Not that that satisfied them. The way you'd satisfy them being given the canal, and that wouldn't completely satisfy them. You'd have to operate for them, too.
What about this McNamara Goldwater fight?
Well, I think it's going along all right. I wouldn't get into that. You've got no business in that. President of the United States, that's Secretary of Defense, and Goldwater's paid too fast for you to get off into that.
Well, I agree with that, and I'd refuse to yesterday when they suggested. But what about the merits of it? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I think both of them went to extremes on it. We have never fired a Minuteman missile with a warhead in it, and that's where we put most of our billions. And I raised the devil about it, tried my best to get them to fire at least one before we ever got into that test pad business, but never did. So no man can take a absolute categorical oath that he knows that it will live on fire.
Why won't they fire one?
Well, they said they'd fire the Polaris, which was an entirely different type of fire, and they did fire Polaris. We know it'll carry it warhead down and fire it and deliver it. But in view of the very strong feelings throughout this country on this airplane missile thing.
Well, he's got three bombers to their one, according to his estimate.
Well, I think that's about right. I'm not sure. I thought McNamara is when he gets going, he's sort of like I am. He oversells himself a little. I do. I state the case strong, and it is often.
I don't know. I read about you being the farm of the year down there. Old man Brooks brought me an article yesterday, and I dictated you a little note. Come on.
Yeah, that's
all right. They're going to get the president of Panama. I'll call you back.
All right.